You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is Chuck here on a Saturday. It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's actually rainy and cold, but maybe by the time this rolls around, it'll be beautiful and sunny. But I know on February 16th, 2016, it was not beautiful and sunny because we released an episode that has gone down in Stuff You Should Know history as, from our point of view, quite possibly the most boring, worst one. So I thought I would pick this one and re-release it into the world and just see if it's as bad as I thought it was. This is our very, very infamous episode on jackhammers. Yes, we did an entire episode on jackhammers, and here it is right now.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, and Jerry's over there, which means it's time for Stuff You Should Know, the jackhammer edition. Coming at you.
That's right. The most annoying, one of the most annoying sounds. I know you hate the leaf blower.
Yeah.
It's established.
I think
the
leaf blower.
Can you throw the jackhammer up there?
Sure.
Yeah.
But we don't live in New York. If we lived in New York, jackhammer would be number one.
I feel like I've never stayed in a hotel in New York where there wasn't a jackhammer below me.
No, not even a chance.
Every single time.
Yeah. Leaf blower, it's a lot more frequent down here in Atlanta than a jackhammer.
Not a lot of leaf blowers in New York City.
No. Not a lot of leaves.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
None.
Depends on where you are.
Yeah.
So we don't usually shout out a thank you at the beginning of an episode, but we got a couple of gifts that are so special, we want to do that.
We do.
So Peter O'Donnell and the gang at Built Sharp Knives, B-I-L-T, Sharp, out of Philly, sent me a chef's knife.
Yeah.
Sent you a fillet knife.
Beautiful.
And it's one of the most gorgeous pieces of, like, handmade craftsmanship I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I cannot wait to catch a fish.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for that for you.
Cut that thing open.
Yeah.
After it's dead.
Oh, really? You can't lop the head off while it's still alive?
No.
I think you're supposed to.
You're supposed to hit it with a hammer, I think. Some people do. I do not.
These things are gorgeous. I mean, the blade itself, I mean, they hand make these, the handle, the weight, it's a piece of art. And not only that, it is the sharpest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
It's, like, dangerous. Well, I don't want to, you know.
It's dangerous.
They're knives. They're right. Supposed to be sharp.
Yeah.
But wield it with respect.
Well, yeah. Well, they're respectable knives.
Yeah.
So. You can actually go into Tumblr. You can just search hashtag knives you should know.
Oh, really?
One word. And it chronicles in pictures and short captions or brief captions the process of them making our knives. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's just really neat. And I just love, like, handcrafting and forging steel. Like, those are lost arts
right. In
a lot of ways. And they're doing it right, man. They're really beautiful.
Cool, man.
So, anyway, thank you for indulging.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Peter.
That was really cool.
So, jackhammers.
Yeah, jackhammers.
If they were sharp as built sharp knives, they'd be onto something.
I don't know if it would work quite the same.
Probably not.
So, yes, it's true. We are actually talking about jackhammers. And yes, it's true that jackhammers are about what you think they are. But they're also kind of interesting when you start to look into them, right?
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. So think about it. I didn't realize this. This article points it out. A jackhammer is a hammer and a chisel.
That's right.
But it's a hardcore hammer and chisel.
Yeah.
And it takes out of the equation largely the human whose back and shoulder muscles have to be involved in every single strike of that hammer and chisel.
You're talking John Henry and the sledgehammer.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because prior to the advent of the jackhammer, about the 1840s, 1850s, by the turn of the last century, we had jackhammers kind of down pat. It was sledgehammers and pickaxes to remove rock. It was a real deal. That was like, it killed people. Like, it literally could kill you with that kind of work.
Yeah. I mean, mining is still a very dangerous job. But pre-industrial revolution mining was no fun, dangerous, deadly, and even if you didn't die, it's just brutal, brutal back-breaking work, breaking work, slinging a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
You ever slung a sledge?
Sure.
It's the worst.
It's hard work.
You ever used a jackhammer?
No, I haven't.
It's awful.
Well, that's the thing.
It's better than the sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Well, in some ways, but it's brutally difficult.
It is. It is probably one of the most brutal tools you can use on any kind of site.
Yeah.
And for any kind of project, there aren't that many tools out there that are going to take as much out of you as the jackhammer.
It's tough on your body.
Yeah, because they weigh about 100 pounds, like a normal heavy-duty jackhammer weighs about 100 pounds. You have to hold it in place upright because you don't want it jumping around, although it's probably not going to anyway. It's designed not to jump around.
Right.
But you still have to you want to kind of keep it in a fairly confined area, which means you're using your muscles to steady it while it's going up and down at a very, very fast rate. Some of those things impact with the ground 1,000 to 4,500 times a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's the only tool that and the hardwood floor skimmer. You know, like the orbital floor cleaner?
Sure.
You can use that on, like, put a sanding pad on a hardwood floor.
Uh-huh.
And that thing and the sledgehammer, the only time I've ever used tools that I felt like were controlling me and not me not controlling the tool.
I gotcha.
Until you get it. Once you get it, it's a little better. But at first, when you first start to use it, you can rent a jackhammer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to bust up your driveway, you can go do it yourself if you're a fool.
Make sure that you don't need the driveway anymore before you do that.
Yeah, yeah. But once you get the hang of it, you kind of can wield it a little bit. But it's tough. I mean, it feels like I have no power or control over this thing.
Right. I can imagine.
You know?
So it is a very difficult tool. But again, the alternative is early death.
And the other alternative, which is to call someone to do it for you, is the best option of the three.
But so say that you are King Carlo Alberto of Sardinia, and the year is about 1830-something, 1840.
Yeah.
And you want a train tunnel built through a mountain, and the tunnel's going to need to be 12 kilometers long. You do call somebody else, but that somebody else you call goes, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We could try pickaxes or whatever, but you're not still going to be alive by the time we finish.
Yeah.
What can we do? And actually, this call for a 12-kilometer-long tunnel through a mountain in Sardinia prompted the early forays into developing pneumatic tools like a jackhammer.
Yeah. In 1848, a guy named Jonathan Couch built a what he called a percussion drill, and this had a bit that it went through the piston of a steam engine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was piston driven.
Right.
Then contemporary Joseph Fowle actually attached it to the piston. And then he started in 1851 using air, which is pneumatic,
right,
to power it.
Yeah.
But these were still attached to a piston. And it wasn't until 1895 with Charles Brady King when he actually is given credit for inventing the traditional looking handheld
modern
pneumatic powered jackhammer.
Right. And he gets a lot of credit for stuff that was already built. Like, a lot of people say he was actually the inventor of the automobile. No, he wasn't. Oh, well, he was the inventor of the gasoline powered automobile. No, he wasn't. He was the first guy in Detroit to build and drive one around.
Yeah.
And he did end up inspiring and mentoring Ransom Olds and Henry Ford and some other early car manufacturers.
Yeah.
And is almost single-handedly responsible for making Detroit Motor City.
Yeah.
This guy. But
and
he also
Paul Stanley.
Right. And what's wrong with Ace Frehley? I like that guy's stuff.
What do you mean?
Didn't he get kicked out of KISS?
Oh, I think he was sort of not invited back. Yeah. I think it's a money move. They don't have to pay the nameless other guitar player nearly as much.
Still, he was a founder of the band, right?
Yeah.
How do you get kicked out like that for money?
I think Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons probably own KISS Incorporated. I know.
Anyway, Charles Brady King, he put Detroit on the map as far as auto manufacturing goes, and he did do a lot of refining of pneumatic tools, including the jackhammer, and he did hold the patent for it.
Yeah, and he invented a lot of stuff. He was a sharp guy.
And the pneumatic, the fact that it's pneumatic, which means air-powered, compressed air-powered, is the reason why most jackhammers today are still compressed air powered. It's because of the mining application of it.
Yeah.
Like when you mine, you're releasing a lot of potentially explosive gases.
Yeah.
And you can't have something like a steam engine that's combustion powered down there.
Yeah. Or you can't have an engine in there releasing exhaust. And you can't have a jackhammer that will spark a rock.
Well, that might happen no matter what, right?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You can't have that among volatile gases.
Right.
So air-driven is the perfect key because it doesn't matter if that hose is 1,000 feet long.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose power
because
it's going to
be compressed. Yeah, it's going to be compressed air up against compressed air.
Yeah.
And up on the surface, you've got a diesel engine that's powering a piston, just like in your car.
Yep.
And the piston moves up and down the cylinder, and as it moves down, it compresses the air in the cylinder and pushes it down into a storage tank where it sits as compressed air, and that's released out the other end through the hose, and it ends up into the jackhammer. And yeah, no matter how far away it is, it's still going to be just as powerful, and that compressed air isn't flammable. So you can be a happy miner all the live long day.
Well, buddy, you're getting excited, so that means we need to take a break and put this pill under your tongue, okay. And we'll come back right after this.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
How you feeling now?
Relaxed.
Good. I love the title of this next section, Air-Powered Destruction.
Yeah.
You can get an electric jackhammer. If you've ever gone to a hardware store, they have these kind of smaller handheld jackhammers that you can take up like your bathroom floor tile pretty well with it.
Right.
Plug it into the wall. Has a little chisel bit on the end of it. But that's small beans. You can't do a driveway.
No way.
Or concrete or asphalt with something like that.
Or a 12-kilometer tunnel through a mountain in Sardinia.
No, you need the big T-shaped jackhammer. And here's one of the things that didn't really occur to me. One of the reasons it works so well is because it's so heavy.
Right.
It's not like they say, oh, well, let's make this thing weigh 15 pounds or 20 pounds to make it easier to run.
Which they probably could.
You maybe could do that.
But it would jump all over the place.
Yeah, you want that thing super, super heavy because right. that's part of the power and force behind it.
That's right. So these things are pneumatic, right? And just like on the compressed air compressor up on the surface when you're down in the mine, they actually have a jackhammer has a piston in it, a piston and a cylinder in it, right?
Okay.
And it's actually a really kind of simple when you cut the thing open and draw a cross section of it.
Which we did.
Yeah. On our hands yeah. for crib sheets. You can see that really the whole mechanism comes down to a trigger valve, right?
That's right. So what you have here is you got the pressure chamber. The compressed air enters that chamber,
yep.
activates the trigger valve, and it just, because of the compressed air, opens and shuts really fast.
Right. And so the trigger valve moves the air either above the piston or when it closes, the air goes down below the piston.
Which means chisel goes up, chisel goes down.
Right, because the piston is striking the top of that chisel bit, driving it downward when the compressed air comes in and pushes the piston down. And then when the valve closes and the air goes underneath the piston, there's also a spring in there that brings the drill bit back up. Because it wouldn't work very well if it... That knocked it down. They had to go down and reset it. And apparently, the earliest jackhammer had that very design.
That feature?
That was it. Like, it'd go bam, and then you'd have to, like, reset it. Bam, and then reset it. And they were like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, that's sort of like the pneumatic cattle punch
mm-hmm.
that what's-his-face used in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
One way.
It's exactly like that.
Not very good if you're trying to bust up concrete. But good if you want to put a rod
stun
through.
Stun a cow.
That's right. It doesn't stun them.
It does.
The eternal stun.
I think it stuns a cow, and then they kill him after.
Oh, I thought it they put it into the brain to kill the cow. No?
I don't think it actually... I think it can and probably does sometime, but I think the main purpose of it is to stun the cow so it's not like... It's just dazed and out of it when they kill it.
Oh, yay, yay. Hydraulic jackhammers, it's the same...
A jackhammer would kill a cow.
Hydraulics use fluid, same principle,
right.
But it doesn't use air.
Yeah.
And if you've ever seen the, they have jackhammers that are really large that you can't handle as a person, but it's like attached to a backhoe or something.
Right.
That's for big, big jobs, and those are usually hydraulic and not pneumatic.
Right.
But probably not every time. I'm sure someone in the construction industry will correct me on that.
Well, I went and looked, and if you go on Alibaba...
Uh-huh.
That site has everything. And they have hydraulic jackhammers for sale.
What's Alibaba? Is that like SkyMall?
It's like China's Amazon, but they sell everything on it. It's nothing like SkyMall.
Okay.
You think everything's like SkyMall just because you want SkyMall to come back.
I sure do.
But it did seem like all of the backhoe attached jackhammers were hydraulic that I saw.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what happens at 1,000 to 4,500 hits per minute. That chisel bit, and if you're breaking up rock, there are different kinds of bits. A pointy bit, if you're breaking up like a driveway or something,
right.
is really good. Or you can use a flat bit for other applications.
So, yeah, if you're breaking up a driveway and all you want is for the driveway to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pointy bit's the one you want because it's not a controlled cut.
Right.
Flathead screwdriver style bit is the kind that where you can really kind of control where the cracking goes.
Right. Or if you want to, like I said, if you're taking up your floor tile and you have the handheld version,
right.
that's what you want to just scoot it underneath the tile and chip it up.
And there's like some insane mathematicians have actually like tried to figure out how you can predict how cracks propagate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a...
For the most efficient jackhammering?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Like what bit will work best and like where to place it and how to use it. But one of the things that I didn't understand before is that when you are jackhammering, you are creating different types of flaws, basically, in this solid, say, concrete structure,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
And when you're doing that, the first flaw you're creating is this kind of surface powder that the initial chips you're making are actually powderizing and congealing around the drill bit, right?
Right.
And that powder actually transmits the impact of the jackhammer throughout the rest of the concrete pad in that immediate area.
Yeah.
And that actually starts to create cracks. So you think, well, it's just the drill bit creating crack. It gets in there enough. Actually, no. It's generating like these different materials from the very concrete itself, and it's using those materials to distribute the force and create cracks that ultimately start to spread and propagate. And as they spread and propagate, they get bigger and bigger, and then a chip comes off.
Yeah.
And when the chip comes off, the amount of force that's generated in there goes down again, and you have to build it back up by more jackhammering. But eventually, these larger cracks that you're making come together, and then big chunks break off.
Yeah.
And then when a big chunk breaks off, you want somebody to come in and clear the chunks away while you move the jackhammer, because you're just going to be breaking up those chunks, and that's not the point of a jackhammer anymore.
No, the point is you're trying to remove whatever material in as big a pieces as can be removed, you know?
Right.
Like by like a backhoe with a bucket or something.
Sure.
Obviously, it can't be too big because you might have to break up into smaller bits.
Right, exactly.
But you don't want 3 million little tiny rocks at the end of it.
Right, you're not breaking it into gravel.
No. They have machines that do that.
Right.
Some of these things actually, when you create a crater, that's good, but you don't want your crater full of junk. So some of them actually have air or water that blasts the stuff clear as you're going, which is pretty neat too.
Yeah, which is it's a big that's an issue, because the stuff that dust that accumulates that forms what's called the crush zone, that powder that distributes the force throughout, is actually can be a health hazard. And there's actually a lot of health hazards with jackhammers, and we'll talk about them right after this.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, Josh, health hazards of jackhammering.
That dust is no joke.
Well, before we go to health hazards, let me say this. What you and it actually can be a health hazard. It can be dangerous when you get your bit stuck. And the general rule of thumb is you don't want to put the bit farther down. You don't want to keep going down farther than the length of the bit. Because if you get your bit stuck, then it's really tough to get back out.
Yeah.
And while it may give you a little break, your boss isn't going to be happy. Or if you're renting that thing by the hour at your house, you're not going
to
be happy.
Yeah, because you just used all of the force of that compressed air to jam that chisel bit several inches into concrete.
Yes.
It's not, you need like King Arthur to get that out.
Yeah, so move it around inches at a time so it doesn't go straight down into one spot. And you want a sharp bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a dull bit is going to get stuck easier and it's not going to break up the material as well.
Exactly. And like you said, at the beginning that a jackhammer is one of the noisiest tools around.
It's the worst.
It might be the noisiest tool. Jackhammers create a noise at about 130 decibels from what this article says.
Yeah.
That is the sound of a jet engine taking off.
Yeah.
That's how loud those things are. And driving here, no joke, I passed a dude using a jackhammer, uh-huh. and he wasn't wearing ear protection.
You know, I was just about to say is I bet you've never seen a jackhammer operator not use ear protection.
I never have until today.
That's nuts.
Isn't that a weird coincidence, though?
It is totally weird and, like, just dumb.
He's like, screw it, I got health insurance.
Construction headphones are a must.
Yeah.
And because we were talking about how much it wears you out, if you're on a road crew, you're probably going to be rotating out jackhammer duty.
Yeah.
It's not like, Chuck, you're on the jackhammer for 10 hours today.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a real thing, like, people who use jackhammers as their profession, they do face a lot of problems. That dust is, you know, I already mentioned that, but
no good for
concrete
you.
Has a silica in it that's been proven to cause lung cancer.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these jackhammers will have a water sprayer at the end of them that just constantly is introducing water that keeps the dust on the ground in like a puddle.
All right, and what's the difference or the deal with this? I know I didn't get a chance to look at it, but you sent a pretty interesting thing on the negative effects of vibration on the human body.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's the deal there?
So vibrations are very odd. They used to belong in the realm of Eastern Europe, behind the Iron Curtain. They did a lot of research in the effects of vibration on the body.
Right.
And it does everything from cause insomnia to digestive issues to motion sickness.
And this is bad vibration. I mean, there's also like good vibration.
There's
right?
also good, good, good vibration.
Yeah, just
no,
ask.
There's the vibrations Beach Boys. that vibrate at a certain frequency, a certain hertz, and I don't remember what it is, but it's like a low frequency vibration. And there's something called whole body vibration, which apparently GM is dealing with a problem right now. They have like their largest, I guess maybe their Tahoe or something, but their large SUVs, they had to really strengthen the cage so that if it rolled over, it wouldn't crush the bottom of the truck wouldn't crush the roof.
Yeah.
But the thing is so rigid that when it goes at like highway speeds, it vibrates at this frequency that's perfect and is giving the drivers motion sickness.
Oh, really?
So yeah, there's all this weird stuff that happens from vibrations and exposure to vibrations.
Wow.
And so that's whole body. There's also hand-arm vibration.
Uh-huh.
And there's something called Raynaud's phenomenon. And it's basically like your hands being exposed to vibrations for that many hours out of a day. And this can happen too if you're working with like a gas-powered weed whacker all the time or
right.
something. But especially a jackhammer operator is going to run into this. This circulation gets basically cut off from all the exposure to vibration in your fingers. And it can get so bad, especially when it's cold out, that they just turn white. It's called blanching.
Wow.
They lose sensation if you're lucky. If you're not lucky, there's a tremendous amount of pain in them. You can't grip things. And if you're a jackhammer operator, that's a big problem because you need to be able to grip the jackhammer.
Yeah, and I mean, weird psychological issues brought on from like fatigue and that constant noise, headaches, and the insomnia, that can all lead to, you know, you kind of losing it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really thought about that.
All of it put together is called vibration sickness, and we're only now just starting to like really understand it.
Shrapnel is also a danger, of course. And these are, you know, if you're on a construction site, you know all this stuff. But since you can go out and rent a full-fledged jackhammer because you want to take out your driveway this weekend,
right?
I think a lot of people go into it lightly, like, oh, I've seen those things on the road. I can do that.
Sure.
Be careful. Like, don't do it in flip-flops or tennis shoes.
Oh, man.
You know, get your big, heavy hobnail boot. Right. As the great Larry Munson said, put those on. Get your ear protection. Wear eye protection, wear long pants, and, you know, don't be a dummy.
Right.
It all seems like basic safety issues, but I bet you there's been a dude with short pants and a flip-flops that tried to jackhammer something.
Jackhammered right through his foot.
It'll happen. Oh, the also important thing, too, if you're doing this at home and you don't like your sidewalk that leads to your house, get the electrical and gas companies out there. Yeah. And I don't even think they charge for it, or they might. But they'll come out there with a little spray can, and they will show you and draw paint on the ground where your gas lines and your power lines are.
Yeah, because you do not want to jackhammer into either of those.
No.
No.
Not fun. Be careful. Don't be a dummy.
Well, that's our PSA, huh?
Yeah.
Jackhammers. The most interesting tool on the planet.
Oh, I actually got one more thing, believe it or not.
What?
In 2000, because these things are so loud, you know.
Yeah.
The Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory released a helium jackhammer called the Raptor.
The Raptor.
And it had, some of these things come with rubber boots to try and soften the noise.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do a great job.
Right.
This thing actually lessened the noise to 87 decibels.
That's like nothing.
Nothing.
That's like how loud I'm talking right now.
but apparently it never like caught on. Then in 2011, another equipment maker had an electric model that said it's faster than pneumatic and is only 100 decibels. And they have sold a few, but apparently, like, breaking into the construction industry with a new type of tool is super hard to do.
I think in New York especially, they were very resistant. The unions were like,
really?
That won't work. We're not using those.
That seems like where they should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked it up. Apparently, 62% of noise complaints from 2014 to 2015 in New York City were jackhammers.
Yeah.
That's almost 34,000 complaints in a year from jackhammering in New York. And supposedly you're not supposed to do it after 6 or before 7 a.m., but they allow it in certain cases. And I feel like that is like...
All the cases.
Is Chuck in a hotel nearby?
Well, then do it. Start at 5.
That's all I got.
If you want to know more about jackhammers, you can type that one word into the search bar at howstuffworks.com. And since I said jackhammer, it's time for listener mail.
I'm going to call this Cool Program for Kids in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you guys are doing well. I've been listening to the show for some time. I'd like to thank you for giving me the edge on many debates and discussions. I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm writing today to let you know about a program I recently started working for that I think you'll appreciate. It's called Totally Cool, Totally Art, TCTA. It is a free after-school program designed to reach out to youth and give them some exposure to the arts. The class I teach is called The Art of Machines, and we build various contraptions. We have sent you an example project, which we call Bugs, that the students build in our class. Did we get this?
We haven't gotten it yet, I don't think.
All right, I don't think I've seen this, Brian. So you sent it a while ago.
Oh, we did.
If you did, I don't know if we got it.
No, we haven't gotten it yet.
All right. So if it's recent, Brian, then it's on the way. If not, then send it again.
That was one of a kind.
See what you think about it.
That was the prototype.
I hope not. He said my dogs go crazy for these things. This is the actual 20th anniversary of the program. We're trying to let people know about it so it can be around for another 20 years. We also have other classes, painting, film, fiber arts, and photography. Anyway, I was just hoping maybe you'd give a quick shout out for Totally Cool, Totally Art in Austin.
It's so totally cool.
And you can just look that up on Google or go to https://austintexas.gov/TCTA.
That's nice. That's a secure site.
Yeah. That's from Brian Freitag, and good work, buddy. And we're going to be in Austin for South by Southwest this year.
Yeah, do you know if we're going to be selling tickets or if there's like a registry or what?
I don't know. We'll find out and let everyone know. But I believe it's going, our deal live podcast is going down Sunday night.
Yeah.
And but we're going to be around
town. Cool.
So look out for us.
Sunday night. Okay.
Indeed.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet to us at SYSK Podcast. You can join us on Facebook.com/StuffYouShouldKnow. You can send us an email to StuffPodcast@HowStuffWorks.com. And as always, join us at our home on the web, StuffYouShouldKnow.com.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.